Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hear thee, hear thee. It is time for me to advertise my Patreon, patreon.com/MatthewDonald. They can find bonus content for Paleobites, where we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals rather than just prehistoric animals themselves. And this month we're talking about Walking with Cavemen. Another one of those Walking With, but it's not really affiliated with the other Walking With, like Dinosaurs, Monsters, and Beasts, but it's its own little thing, and yeah, it's alright. Thank you for your support, and have a good day! I'm slapping my belly!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast whose only trace fossils are its carbon footprints. My name is Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate adjacent prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, joining me on one more bite-sized episode, but this is their first bite-sized episode. The other two have been with Stephen Curro. It's Alan Brooks. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you know, these bite-sized episodes, we've done two so far. We've done one on this crab that's named after the band Nightwish that my friend Steven likes. So
I actually like it, too. So,
oh, okay. I'll send you a link to that one. It's Tanadromates Nightwishium is like the name of it. It's like a 10-minute episode.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh, the artwork I did for it is pretty good because since we don't really have a picture of it, it's just a generic crab. What I did for
it's a crab. There's legitimately a term for
carcinization.
Arthropods. Carcinization, yes.
Yes, yes,
where they become turned, basically transforming into crab shapes.
Right.
And it's like
it's crazy.
It's like there's going to be hundreds of pseudo crab things or crab shaped things all over the place. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here, hold on, I'm gonna send you a link to this, boop, boop, there you go, on the Discord where we're talking here, because you're all the way in Idaho right now, or Washington. You're Washington, right?
Yeah,
Washington. That's right, you're only in Idaho when you're in school.
Yeah.
Look at that picture.
Ha ha, okay. I love that.
Photoshop there for that. So, yeah.
That is clever. Okay, yes. So what are we doing our bite-sized episode about today?
Okay, this is
I've
kept it a mystery because you'll find this funny. I know you will. All right, we're talking about, and this is not a joke. I swear, this is not a joke. We are talking about Tyrannosaurus Rex. The way he's looking
at me.
This
is a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke. We're
okay.
Talking about Tyrannosaurus Rex. Type, it is a Hyboosauridae Calopleptera, a group of beetles that includes some modern-day scarabs. Size, I can't seem to find it, even though its body was trapped in amber. Let's say beetle size. I think it's a safe bet. Diet, it was an omnivore. Time, early Miocene, 20 to 14 million years ago. The way Alan is looking at me, listeners, is so funny.
It's an expression that quite frankly says to him, I'm sending you a firecracker through the mail next time I get a chance.
Here,
or something.
Yeah.
So wait, there's a Tyrannosaurus Rex that's actually a beetle.
Yeah, I'm
going
to send you this
serious?
To the Discord. Okay.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Location, Dominican Republic. Described in 2001. Pop culture appearances. A whole load of pranks and jokes about this thing's features. The mighty T-Rex. I'm actually referring to this thing.
Yeah.
And by the way, the way they got around this is that it actually, the saurus there, so you can see it's spelled a little bit differently. It means hump, because of the humpback sort of the thing. So Tyrannosaurus Rex means tyrannical hump king. That sounds so bad, but for the sake of a joke, it's like this beetle was not only it was a catfish. It's like, I'm Tyrannosaurus Rex, and even though it's good and bad, it's a tyrannical hump king. But it's like, it's the way out. It's like,
I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Bask in the glory of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
So it's a beetle from
the Miocene, which is 20 to 14 million years ago. So in the Dominican Republic, let's see, there was a fossil that was found in amber resin.
Jurassic Park, anyone?
Yes, it was an amber resin of the prehistoric tree Hymenia proteria.
Mentioning about the tree is also extinct.
Yes,
it
is.
What do you think that thing looked like, the extinct tree? Because the beetle looks like a beetle.
Well, this it's a legumous tree, the probable ancestor of present-day Hymenia. So Hymenia species are alive today. Hymenia species. It's a group of plants in the family, 14 legumous species. Plants are hard to say. You can't just say, oh, trees or flowers. Well, they all kind of can do the same thing. It's just how they're related to each other has nothing really to do with how they look like. Because multiple different plants, like a tree is not a family of plants. It's just a type of way plants grow.
It's a shape of a tree.
Yeah, a shape of a plant. So this looks like, let's see, I don't know if I'll send you a link to this one, too. This handy-dandy Discord. Here we go. This is the modern version of the plant.
Hymenaea. Okay.
Yeah, so they found some amber. The amber is from this tree, so...
Which amber is basically fossilized resin.
Resin, yes. So in my beaver game that I like to play, Timberborn, you collect resin from pine trees, and you can use it to, instead of chopping down the pine trees, you collect the resin and use it to create a strengthened planks, or whatever the term is, for wood. I don't know. It's fun. Anyways, Tyrannosaurus Rex, in terms of the beetle, it had 9 segmented antennae, which, oh no, it's less than the other hybrosaurids group of beetles from the West Indies.
Okay.
The thing about beetles is there are so many of them. There are so many of them. Like, in terms of species...
Biomass,
the I think
eusocial animals completely overwhelm them, but by diversity, beetles are the biggest chunk of the insect arthropod fact.
I think I've heard something like, out of all forms of life classified, 3/5 of them are beetles. Like...
Wow.
It's crazy. Like, why are there so many beetles? There's not that much difference.
That is crazy.
Between all of them. All right, so it was named after Tyrannosaurus Rex, the carnivorous dinosaur. Others discoverers provide etymology for the name, meaning the word based on the word Hybrosaurus, the type of genus of the family Hybrosaurus, which the species belongs, which is another group of beetles. So you can write this out as T. Rex, and it's it could still mean the beetle. So this is a great joke of an animal, isn't it? Let's rate it 1 out of 65 million in this bite-sized episode. I'm rating it off.
It's a beetle. I can't rate it that far. I mean, it's literally getting by primarily on its name.
The troll factor is why I'm giving it some points. But even that, I don't think you get much higher than 20 million. Because look at it.
Yeah,
like
I agree with you on that.
It's just a beetle, man. Like,
it's just a beetle. Beetles may be diverse, but they aren't. But unless not many of them are all that diverse as far as shape goes. Some are, but most are.
Why are there so many species of beetle? I don't know why there's so many species that they all look the same. I don't know. But look, I'm no entomologist, and I have no interest in that field, so I can't say.
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yep, I got nothing else to say.
All right, so, yes, $20 million for me. What are you rating it?
I was going to say about $15 million because
even that seems a little generous.
Learning about it, so yeah.
Yeah, you
were punished for your nonsense.
Of course. I mean, again, I said I was not joking when I said we're talking about Tyrannosaurus Rex. In case you're wondering, the actual Tyrannosaurus Dinosaur episode was episode 100. But
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big one. Actually, this is payback because not payback. Well, sorry, payback. You did a first batch of Paleobites episodes when we first started, and you were at home with me because you came to visit me. This was right before COVID when you and I watched Dragon Prince together. Remember that time?
I do remember
First starting the show, yeah. And then we haven't recorded anything since because I haven't figured out how to use Discord. So because of that, you are the only co-host to miss out on the T-Rex 100th episode special, which brought in all the other co-hosts to do bits. And you were the only one. So consider this payback.
Yep, I can agree with that.
All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a little show and contact me at PaleBitesPod at gmail.com. At PaleBitesPod on Twitter and PaleBitesPodcast on Instagram, TikTok, and everywhere, all the other social media stuff. You can find me at Mathadon Creator on Facebook and Mathadon64 on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And yeah. That's it for this week. Say the end of every episode of Paleobites. Bite-sized episode. Blah, blah, blah. Chomp. Anyways. Rawr, all right. It's a T-Rex. Anyways, bye.
It is a T-Rex. Gosh.
I love this show.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.